The 2023-2024 academic year began on Monday, September 4th, with a temporary break on October 6th due to the October 10th general elections. Incumbent President George Weah is seeking a second six-year term amid complaints of economic hardship across the country. He is being challenged by three other candidates, including the former ruling Unity Party. There has been an escalation of campaign violence between the ruling Coalition for Democratic Change and the main opposition Unity Party. VOA samples a few schools in the central and southeastern regions of the country about their preparedness for the school year. Josiah Colley is the principal of John Flomo Bakalu Senior High School in Bourke County, Central Liberia.
The Ministry of Education ordered us to open school on the 4th of September, but unfortunately, we are not seeing our students coming the way we expect them. And registration is still slow. The perception we are getting from the parents, one is attributed to the economy. They have a challenge in economy. And two, they also have this fear of the election, the Ottawa 10 election that is pending.
Gray Collins, principal of Sody Kent Central High School, a public school in Maryland County, says his facility has other challenges in addition to low enrollment.
The school has had series of constraints over the years. There have been series of constraints. Like, for example, one of the major constraints we are faced with for now is the seating capacity. The school lacks seating capacity. Almost every day we come to school, we find our students fighting over armchairs, we find students fighting over desks.
In Grand Cru, southeast of Liberia, the principal of PG Wallow High School, Sylvester Noah, says while enrollment at his school has been impressive, there are numerous problems.
With the issue of challenges, I will not be able to count all of them. But basically right now, the school has been a high school for over years, but the school does not have a science laboratory. That is some of our instructors who are yet volunteering. We find it difficult in actually compensating them, but sometimes we compensate them based on the negotiation with the community members. When we get a PM involved, you know, the community involvement can empower us to sometimes have some revenue to give them in sometimes a month time, which of course is less than what they're supposed to receive per their category. Some are bachelor degree holders.
According to World Bank data, as of 2020, 50% of Liberia's loss of human capital was due to poor education. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Lifson in Monrovia, Liberia.